thank the Lord for that website. I have to admit, it's visited a lot. And I commend Brother Anthony for recommending we start a website. And not only that, but he was forward into getting it up and going. And it allows this little church to branch out a whole lot further than these four walls. And I noticed this week a lot of people had been visiting the website and they were listening to messages like grief and compassion. And believe it or not, some of them was listening to that message on the torments of hell and things like that. But that's one thing about the Word of God. It ministers to our hurt, ministers to our hunger. And the Bible said He sent His Word and healed them. Lots of times, buddy, there ain't no substitute for the Word of God. And I appreciate that website. Ephesians chapter number 4. And we'll just read one verse there. Verse 27. Paul here writing to the church in Ephesus. And he says, neither give place to the devil. And that's what I want to preach about tonight, about what happens when we give place to the devil. And I'm going to try to comment briefly, best I can, on some of the events that's befell our nation in Connecticut, that terrible shooting there. But I want to try to bring that in perspective where we can see what's really going on. But y'all pray with me tonight. Lord, we call upon You, dear Father, tonight. Ask, dear Lord, You'd open our eyes and our ears and our hearts. Lord, we might be made aware. And Father, I pray, dear Lord, You'd minister in our midst. Lord, I don't know the needs that are here tonight. And Lord, if I did, I'd probably make a mess of trying to minister to those needs. But I pray, dear Father, tonight that You would minister to the hurt, Lord, here tonight and to the needs that are here tonight. And Lord, You're the good shepherd. You love Your sheep. And Lord, You call them by name. And You said another, they'll not follow. And I pray, Lord, You'll help us tonight to follow close along You tonight in this service tonight. We thank You, Father, for these that are here. And Lord, we just pray for those that would like to be here tonight that couldn't be. And those, Lord, maybe wanted to be here tonight and it didn't work out where they could be. Pray You bless them. And bless this service tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul here said a kind of a blunt statement there. He said, neither give place to the devil. And I'm trying to preach tonight on what happens when we give place to the devil. And one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to give any place to the devil. The Bible says resist him and he'll flee from you. I'll tell you one thing, the devil don't like to waste time. And you can look all through the Bible and see some of the handiwork of the devil. But the Bible mentioned in verse 17 about walking not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. And in that vanity of the mind, if you're not careful, you'll give your mind over to the devil. And the Bible mentioned about our mind is it empty, the carnal mind, that empty with the things of God. And it talks about wars going on in the mind and stuff like that. And it talks about walking in love. Ephesians 5 mentions about that, about walking in love. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling Savior. But fornication, all uncleanliness or covetousness, let not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, or unclean person, or covetous man, who is an adulterer, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. He said, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And I say, even though a person's saved, they can still give place to the devil. And if they do, they'll find out the wrath of God will come upon them. God's not no respecter of person. And I'll tell you what, buddy, as a child of God, I don't want to be in trouble with God. But as a sinner, I'll tell you what, I don't want trouble neither. But when you give place to the devil, one thing comes forth from it. is troubled. Bible also mentioned there in Ephesians 5 verse 11 about not having no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it's even a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And I'll tell you what, buddy, when you give place to the devil, you start being ashamed of people finding out where you've been and what you've done. You try to keep it a secret and you don't want nobody to know about it. When it's found out, buddy, it makes you want to hide, amen. But I found out when we give place to the devil, it starts showing up. It starts showing up in bumper stickers and t-shirts and tattoos and stuff like that. I remember one time I was going to town. I got behind a car and the light caught us. And I pulled up behind that car, and on the back of that car it had a bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker said, hell's afraid I'll say heaven won't have me. And hell's afraid I'll take over, or some stupid statement like that right there. I'll tell you right now, you don't have to worry about hell not taking you. Hell's ready right now to consume all it can. It's enlarged itself to meet people that they're coming. But when you give place to the devil, it starts showing up. It starts showing up with black fingernails. It starts showing up black lipstick and black clothing and black hair. I remember the first time I preached on the public square, Brother Elvis, I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth in that matter right there. I was sitting at home having me a pity party, and I reckon since I was called to preach, I thought Billy Graham wanted to call me up and just turn the platform over to me. I don't know. I mean, I'm young and I still don't know a whole lot, but I didn't know anything back then. I was sitting there at home thinking, Lord, you called me to preach. I don't even have a place to preach. And I was having me a little pity party. And I don't know how in the world to describe this other than it just came to my mind about going up there and preaching upon the public square. And without any forethought, and I do believe a wise man ought to study the answer, I didn't. Without giving any thought, Brother Melvin, I thought, Lord, you give me a message, I'll go up there and preach. And I have to admit, that's the fastest message I ever got in my life. I mean, you're talking about, you know, you can fire off an email and it's right there. This was faster than that. Now, this was there, boy. And when that message come to me, there was a yellow streak went up my back, Brother Elvis, about that big, about that wide, and the further it went up my back, the wider it got. And all week long, boy, I was kind of dreading Saturday. I'd already said in my mind that I'd go up on a Saturday and I'd be there at 9 o'clock, and man, the clock was working against me. It seemed like time was flying. Couldn't get out of it. I was trying to figure out, help me get sick or something. Yeah, I thought maybe somebody would call me and obligate me. But no phone calls and nothing happened. Finally, it came Saturday. I drove into town that Saturday. That's probably the slowest. I believe the Amish would have passed me. That's probably the slowest I've ever drove in my life. And pulled up there at the public square trying to figure out, how am I going to get out of this? Yeah, and there wasn't no way to get out of it. And it came 9 o'clock and I'm sitting there in the car there with my Bible there, and I had a lump in my throat about the size of a watermelon. And finally I got out of the car and went up there, and here I am at the public square. Everybody's just about their business. I'm walking out there. They don't even know I'm getting ready to preach. I don't even know how it's going to go. I mean, I've never done no public preaching, and for those of preachers out there that haven't, it's definitely different than preaching in church. Amen. I mean, there ain't nobody to preach to. People just walking by. I got up there that Saturday morning, and finally I got up enough nerve, opened up my Bible, and I read the Scripture and asked God's blessing on my efforts there, and started preaching the message He'd laid on my heart, the preaching He bid me to preach. And I just really got started, Sister Gayla, and got the Spirit on me just a little bit there, and all the yellow's gone now. And I mean, the Bible says the righteous bold as lion. I'm pretty bold right now. I mean, I'm kind of, for lack of better words, I'm kind of liking him, kind of feeling pretty good. And right about that time, here come two boys running around the square. I mean, running around the courthouse there. One of them come right straight to me. He got right up my face and looked me right in the eye. Brother Bobby, he had two contact lenses in his eyes that were yellow with a black slit right in the middle of them. It looked kind of like cat eyes or something like that. And I hadn't seen that in a while. He looked me right in the face and said, "What are you doing?" And I looked, Sister Galen, his black hair was somehow, I guess, with butch or gel or whatever, but two big long horns that went out about that far. I mean, how are you going to miss that? Two big black horns sticking out of his head. two yellow eye, I guess they were contact lenses, two yellow cat-like eye lenses. And I looked at this boy, and he looked like a demon straight from hell just to look at him. I'm glad he didn't wait to show up, because if he'd showed up a little later, I'd probably run him out of my shoes. But he asked me, he said, "What are you doing?" As I looked at this boy, I saw the horn and I saw the eyes. I looked also and I saw the tattoos and the piercings and the chains and the black jacket and the black pants and the black boots. And man, it was a pitiful thing to look at. I said, "Buddy, I'm preaching the Word of God." I said, "What are you doing?" He looked at me and said, "I'm not doing nothing, sir." I said, "Then you sit down right over there and you listen, boy." And for lack of better words, he did. And he said, "Over there, buddy, and I finished that message, Molly," and his little buddy's down there snickering, laughing, down there had his shirt off, you know. I started down there towards that boy, and I mean, I never saw a man run like that man ran. And he left the county. That other young boy, I went over to him, and I said, "Buddy, you know Jesus?" "No, sir." I said, "He wants to know you. He loves you, buddy." I gave him one of those tracts. It said, "This, all this I've done for you." But you know what? That first time I preached upon the square, I saw something I wasn't expecting to see. I saw a young man, Donnie, that gave place to the devil, and there wasn't no missing. I mean, he looked like a demon warmed over. I mean, I'm not kidding. I tried to describe it, but I don't know that I could even describe it where you could even see what I saw that day. I saw a young man that had gave place to the devil, and it showed up in his own life. Amen. Oh, listen. When you start giving place to the devil, it'll show up. Amen. I'm going to mention three or four things tonight and we'll get out of here. But one thing we've done, it was a sad day when we gave place to the devil in our schools. And it did show up. It showed up because they took some things out. And it showed up because they put some things in. Amen. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the things they put in should have never been allowed in there, and the things they took out should have stayed in there, amen. But I'll tell you what, when you give place to the devil, it will have an effect, amen. And I'll tell you what, buddy, when you give place to the devil, it'll start showing up. And now there's some things, verse 22 says, that we put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And verse 24 says that we need to put on some things. He said that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And I'll tell you what, buddy, if we could just, and also it said put away, yeah, verse 25 says putting away lying. You know, when I was in school, they still had them Ten Commandments back there on the wall. One of those commandments back there, commandment number 5, says, "Honor your mother and your father." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Children, honor your mother and your father, for this is the first commandment with promise that your days may be long upon the earth." And that young boy that shot all those children in school, he's just 20 years old. But Brother Alvis, he gave place to the devil. And since he gave place to the devil, he didn't honor his mother. He shot her in the face, and I think he said he shot her about 4 or 5 times and killed his mother. But you know what? They took those Ten Commandments out. And that little boy, he wasn't told that he wasn't supposed to do that. He wasn't told to honor his mother and father. He was told a lie. And it said put away lying. You know what? They teach our children now about evolution. That ain't nothing but a lie straight out of hell. And I'll tell you right now, when you start taking God out, putting a lie in the place of truth, it has an effect. You're giving place to the devil. The Bible said the devil's a liar and the father of it. Yeah, Jesus said that, John chapter 8, verse 44. And he also said that it's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6:18. God who cannot lie, Titus 1:2. But I'll tell you what, 1 John 5:10 says, "Know this, and no lies are the truth." I don't know why they took the truth out. Now they're teaching our children lies. They tell them that they don't have to obey their parents. They tell them they don't have to have any consequences. You're alive. Do whatever you want to. And things that are not okay, they say they are okay. And they give place to the devil. It shows up in the bottom line. We saw some of that even this week. But that fifth commandment says, "Honor your mother and your father." That young boy, that Adam Lance, he didn't honor his mother when he took her life. He didn't rise up and call her blessed like Proverbs chapter 31 says her children rise up and call her blessed. He took her guns and shot her with her own guns, and then took her guns to that school and done what he done because he gave place to the devil. But I want you to know also that commandment back there says, thou shalt not lie. And they're teaching our children lies. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, God said, thou shalt not lie. They're teaching our children lies, giving place to the devil. And they're trying to analyze what happened here. I don't know if you've been watching it or not. I can't help it. I have to. I like staying informed. I don't like somebody coming to me and I'm at a loss. The Bible tells me to be ready to give a man an answer. They ask me a question, the reason I hope it's within me. And I try to stay informed, but they've got these shrinks in there, these know-it-alls in there, and they're trying to say, you know, that we can't say drugs was involved. We don't know that, but they say, well, we was probably born that way. He had some kind of complex. He had some kind of mental issue. I'll tell you what the problem was. You want to know what it is? He gave place to the devil. That's exactly. Let's just get the thing out in the open here.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you. If we teach our children the truth, not teach them lies, if we tell them about the Word, tell them about judgment. You know, Paul got to talking to Felix about temperance, judgment to come. Felix trembled. I'll tell you what, it had an effect. Amen. Yes. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, come ye children, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. I think we've got an absence of our schools today of teaching children the fear of the Lord. When no one fears the Lord, they give place to the devil. And I tell you what, when you give place to the devil, you find out it shows up, amen. They give place to the devil in the minds of our children. Our schools have become a place of indoctrination. They try to teach children at a very young age, Sister Margaret, that it's okay to be gay. And it's not. The Bible says otherwise. It says abomination inside of God. It said he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with an overthrow, making them an example to those that hereafter should live ungodly. I mean, God not only hates that lifestyle, and though, don't get me wrong, let me say this a little clearer. He loves the homosexual. God loves the sinner, but he don't love the sin. So make that distinction there. He don't want the homosexual dying his sin. He don't want him to go to hell. He wants the homosexual to come to himself, admit his sin, come to God and ask for forgiveness. But they try to teach children that it's okay. They try to make exceptions and tolerance and all that stuff. And in the mind, they're giving place to the devil in the minds of our children. And when you start giving your mind over to drugs and drink, you start living in denial, and it'll affect your devotions. And I tell you what, instead of having devotion with God, you'll start having mind games with the devil. And in the home, they start, showing the wrong movies to children. They rate these movies. I think they'll just throw them out, put good movies on there. Ain't nothing wrong with Andy Griffin. Ain't nothing wrong with Lassie. Ain't nothing wrong with Lucy. But I tell you what, buddy, when you start putting some of this stuff on there, it affects the mind. You give place to the devil. Some of the music is endorsed by Satan. If you don't know this, Satan was over the music of heaven. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 28. He was over the music of heaven. He's got a lot to do with music. It talks about the vials and the stringed instruments and the tabrets and stuff that's made in him. I mean, he was the anointed cherubim over the music of heaven, and he has his hand in the music, and you listen to the wrong music, I'll tell you what, it'll affect you. Those video games now, they've got them, and that boy, I do know this, they said he was an avid player of those video games, and probably to him, Sister Gailey, is probably, when he shot those children, probably just like playing one of those games. He just methodically in his mind just thought, I'm just playing a video game. But I'll tell you what, when you give place to the devil, it starts showing up. It's sad. It's a sad day for our country. It's a sad day for those children, for those parents, for the town of New York, Connecticut up there. I can't think of what it was called, Newtown, Connecticut, I believe it was. But it takes place of prayer and study and teaching and devotion when you start giving place to stuff like that. And in the school, They start promoting things that God's against. They start teaching things that are not true. And I tell you what, it starts showing up in our leadership and in the laws when we give place to the devil. Believe it or not, it shows up in the church when we give place to the devil. It shows up in the worship. Shows up in the preaching. Shows up in the praying and in the giving. You can find that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, where the devil wanted to be worshipped. He told the Lord, he said, I'll give you all this if you just worship me. And a lot of people are not like Jesus. They didn't resist him. And I tell you what, in the preaching, it shows up because in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about Satan, that he himself say will transfer himself into an angel of light. No marvel if his ministers be ministers of light. But I'll tell you right now, they're not what they seem to be. They're giving place to the devil in that. But those Ten Commandments, you just stop and think about it. If they're still hanging on the school walls, one thing it'd say, honor your mother and your father. Another thing it'd say, thou shalt not lie. Another thing it'd say, thou shalt not steal. That's stealing. That young boy robbed those young children of their future, of their family. And it, you know, they said they wasn't even going to have Christmas this year. They're just going to cancel it because they've been so bereaved. But verse number 28, it says, let him that stole steal no more. You see, when you give place to the devil, you'll find out, you'll start lying, you'll start stealing. Because the devil, the Bible said that he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And I tell you what, that's what you'll end up doing just like the devil. The Bible said that Cain was of the devil. And he killed his brethren. The reason he killed his brother is because his brother's works were righteous and his was evil. And you find that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. But that devil, Jesus said that the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. Verse 8 said there, nothing but thieves and robbers all before him. And I'll tell you what, buddy, if they kept them on the wall back there, I wonder what kind of effect it had. See, when you take those Ten Commandments out, then you're giving place to the devil and you start putting other things up there. Then you got little minds, and those little minds, they're not being told to honor the mother and father. They're not being told thou shalt not lie. They're not being told thou shalt not steal. But also, they've not been told thou shalt not kill. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Also back there, on the wall back there, that killing shouldn't have never been. The Bible said that the devil, he's nothing but to kill, to steal, and destroy. Peter said, had he come as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, Cain rose up against his brother, and the reason he did was because he was of that wicked one. And I'll tell you what, buddy, it'll affect our children when we give place to the devil. It'll affect our country when we give place to the devil. It'll affect our churches when we give place to the devil. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, the devil will leave you with an empty bag. The devil will leave you with a broken heart. The devil will leave you with a home that's been devastated if you give place to the devil. Amen. Well, Brother Eddie, how can I keep from giving place to the devil? Fill your mind with the things of God. Amen. You know, I've been finding out something's full. I ain't got no room for nothing else. Amen. I can go home and look at my wife's closet. I can prove it. Amen. You can't open a door. It'd be detrimental. It'd be dangerous to anybody to open a door of our closet. I mean, you have to open, take off running, Donnie. My barn's same way. I mean, I've said about my wife's closet, but my barn's same way. My basement's same way. There ain't even a path down there no more, Brother James. But you know what? It's full down there. Ain't room for nothing else. I think our mind, if we could just get our mind full of the things of God, if we could just have our mind stayed upon the Lord, the Bible does say, if you be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above, where Christ sat at the right hand of the Father. We could just get our mind filled on the things of God and get our mind made up that we're going to go with God and not give any thought to the things of darkness and the devil. I believe the devil would have his work cut out. Amen. We left Brother Melvin's house to come over here. He said, I forgot to turn that radio on. Now the reason he wanted to turn that radio on, because he didn't want his house to be broken into. And I'll tell you what, we need to take every precaution we can to keep the devil out, because he wants in. Amen. Molly, he wants to get in every church. Yeah. He wants to mess with the songs. He wants to mess with the Bible. He wants to mess with the devotions and the worship. He wants to mess with it. He wants to try to get it to lean a... What was it? Somebody said, are you right or left now coming here? Is that you? He wants to get it to lean just a little bit on the left side. He wants it to be a little bit of a... I remember one time hearing Carl Nelson preach, Brother Melvin. He said, I'm so right wing. He said, I won't even ride in an airplane next to the left wing. We had a problem with that. And then he said, I won't even eat the left wing of a chicken. My pastor got it behind him. He said, I ain't as right wing as Brother Carl. He said, I'll take them left wings of a chicken. But you know, I commended Brother Carl. He made a bold statement. He said, I won't even eat the left wing of a chicken. I don't even want to ride next to the left wing of an airplane. He said, I want this world to know I'm a right wing extremist. Bible talked about Enoch, said he walked with God. And it was not because God took him. But before God took him, the Bible said he had a testimony that he pleased God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, this world's going to need a testimony. They need to know whether we gave place to the devil. They need to know that, praise God, we were committed to our Lord and we wasn't even interested in the things the devil had. But I'll tell you what, the devil knows when to come. He knows my weakness. He knows, buddy, where I'm vulnerable at. The only place I can think of where the devil's got the advantage, he's about got me, but and we ain't I ain't tapped out yet. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I know what to do when I'm in trouble. I pray to the Lord and cry to Him. Read this morning, Psalm 77. In my time of trouble, I'll cry to the Lord. That's what I know to do. But I'll tell you what, the devil likes to get you down to half Nelson, get you in a big chokehold and try to squeeze the life out of you. But I'm glad, praise God, when he does get the grip on me, I can tap out and get the Lord in there. He knows what to do with the devil, amen. He whooped him at Calvary. The Bible said if a devil had known what he's doing, he wouldn't even crucify the Lord. And the Bible talked about the wise God, the only wise God, our Savior, amen. He outsmarted the devil, Brother Melvin. He beat him at his own game. He said, if I'm not chosen, you 12 and one of you's the devil, and the devil thought, I'm in. I'm in, man. I'm in. One of the 12 was the devil. John chapter 6. Peter said, Lord, where will we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And the Lord said, if I'm not chosen, you 12, one of you's the devil. And Judas thought, boy, he thought he had himself pretty concealed. Nobody really knew it except the Lord. He thought, I can work with that. He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and betrayed him into the hand of sinners for one purpose, that he could die for the sins of the world, according to the Scripture, be buried and raised again on the third day according to the Scripture, and leave behind a testimony that he was God enough to rise from the dead. If he didn't rise from the dead, Brother Alvis, the Bible said, our faith's in vain. Our preacher's in vain. Said, let's eat, drink, be merry, because tomorrow we're going to die. But glory to God, Paul said he didn't just get up. He said, I saw him too. He said he appeared to the 12 and then the 500 brethren at one time. And talked about appearing to Cephas and them. But he said, last of all, he said he appeared to me. Amen. I remember the day, praise God, Molly, when he appeared to me. I was dead in trespasses and sins. And the same God that breathed the breath of life in the nostrils of Adam breathed in my life, and I became a living soul. Amen. Praise the Lord, what a difference Jesus makes. But he beat the devil at his own game. He let the devil in. He had him right in. I mean, close proximity. And here's who Judas was. He had the money bag, and you know how the devil and stuff like that. And you know, old devil, boy, I tell you what, he thought, boy, I'm in. And then he used Judas just like he used that young boy, Adam Lance. He used that boy to kill his mother and used that boy to kill 20 young children and kill 6 adults. And then he told that boy, you know, look what you've done. And then he had that boy take his own life. That's the way the devil works. About a week before that, they had a shooting at a mall. And that same boy couldn't even get a gun. He borrowed a gun, went and shot 2 people dead and shot a 15-year-old teenager. And she lived. But you know what that boy did? He took his life. That's where the devil works. He'll use someone, and then when he's done with them, Molly, he'll kill them too. But I'll tell you what, buddy, he used Judas to betray the Son of God, and the Son of God was crucified, and he got up. But old Judas, I'll tell you what, when the devil's done with him, he come in there, he brought that money, and he said, here, I betrayed the innocent blood. And them Pharisees, they said, see thou, Ed, what's that to us? He threw that money down, went out and hanged himself. The devil's done with Judas. One thing about the devil, buddy, when he's done with you, he'll take your life. Judas went out and hung himself. He didn't want to live with himself. I'll bet you that Adam didn't want to live with himself after he realized what he'd done. And that boy, I don't know his name, shot them people in that mall in Colorado. I don't know his name, but I'll tell you one thing, he didn't want to live after he realized what he'd done. That's one way you can tell when someone's gave place to the devil. Most of the time, they'll take their own life because they can't live with themselves because they gave place to the devil. It's sad. I believe, buddy, if we can somehow get them Ten Commandments back in our school. I believe we can somehow get prayer back in our school and the Bible in the name of Jesus back in our school and forget about the so-called separation of church and state. There may still be some incidents because we've sowed the seeds of corruption. There may still be some Emmeline, but I believe there'll be some good come out of it. There'll be some little children that would come to know the Lord while they're young, had a tender heart, amen, impressionable. I mentioned this morning about the Amish, that they won't even let their children learn the English language till they're up in years because they try to shield them from knowing the ways of the world and try to teach them the Amish way. And I'll say this about them. I commend them for making the effort to teach their children what they want them to know, and they go to great lengths to do that. And there was someone else, I can't think of them right now, done the same thing that they do their children the same way. They won't let outside influence them. Families that homeschool their children, I used to be biased about that, but I'm not no more. It might be the best thing that people could do to be homeschool their children or get them to church, get them to Sunday school. I'll tell you what, buddy, we've given our schools over to the devil. We've given our government over to the devil. Some church has been given over to the devil. And I'll tell you what, when you give place to the devil, buddy, it'll show up. It'll show up, and I'll tell you what, it's a bitter pill to swallow. And there's a price to be paid. And when it's paid, it'll be a bitter price. The Bible talked about there in Luke chapter number 2. About when Herod realized he'd been mocked of the wise men, that he sent out soldiers to kill all the children in Jerusalem from the age of 2 years old and down. And they killed children mercilessly without any mercy, just kill them with swords. And I've heard something about that and I won't elaborate on it. But he mentioned about there was a voice of Rachel crying and would not be comforted because they're not comforted. And I'll tell you what, when the devil strikes, buddy, it's a rough blow. It hurts. And you know, what happened in that school was nothing short of the handiwork of the devil.
That's right.
Jesus said, "The thief cometh before to kill, to steal, and destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." But my heart's saddened. I think every church ought to be filled. I think people ought to be coming to church and saying, "Lord, we need you." I think we're in a rut. Melvin Sisson said a rut, just a grave with both ends knocked out. But I think we're in a rut. I don't think we can find our way back to the house of God for some reason or other. I don't think we can repent. I don't think we can recover without the help of God. Our country's in disarray. Oh me. But I thought that event might be enough. When those twin tires failed, that's September 11th. What was it, 2001? 2001, when those twin tires failed for a brief moment, the heart of America repented. They had traffic jams, people trying to get to church that Sunday, wanting to hear from heaven, wanting to know what was going on, wanting to know if this is the last days and the judgment. I'll tell you right now, buddy, the beginning of sorrows, I believe, is upon us. When you see all of these hurricanes striking this blessed country, when you see the enemy inflicting blows upon this blessed country, when you see our schools having blood in them, I do believe it's the beginning of sorrows. I do believe we're at the brink of leaving out. I do believe, buddy, that time of Jacob's trouble is right at the door. I do believe that it's pretty close to the end of the age of grace. I do believe it's pretty close to the time of the great tribulation that's coming upon this world like it's never been. I believe it's the beginning of sorrows. I'll tell you what, buddy, I know it's going to get worse. Brother Mervin, we was watching a little bit of the news, and And he had some company over this evening, and we were talking. He said, that's all we're doing is watching the Bible be fulfilled. That's all we're doing. He talks about it getting worse and worse. Said that day can't come except they're coming and falling away first. And the man of sin be revealed, and we're not far from that happening. We're not far from making our exodus. And I say the sooner the better.
Amen.
One thing about that exodus, they were down there in Egypt as a type of the world. The children of Israel were down there, and they were content. They liked it pretty good, Gala, until Pharaoh rose up and made it harder on them. And he said, more for less. You know what I'm doing? I'm paying more for less at the gas pump. I'm paying more for less all and everything I pay for. It's taking its toll on me and taking its toll on others too.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when Israel down in Egypt had their fill of more for less, they cried out. And God heard their cry. And He sent them a deliverer, Brother Alvis. And Moses showed up and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God, let my people go. And you know what Pharaoh said? He said, who is the Lord that I should obey Him? That's what we got right now. We've got a bunch of people up there in prominent places that don't know the Lord, Emmeline.
Amen.
That's the biggest problem. And they're making laws that's affecting you and me and our children, our grandchildren. They don't know the Lord. They gave Him place to the devil. And I tell you what, we're paying a terrible price for it. I wish we had some men that feared God. Men that could be trusted. Men that I tell you what, better that had fortitude and character than a man that you know, would go to great lengths to fulfill, the God's will in matters. Not go to great lengths to get around, the Word of God and get around what would be the right thing to do, but try to figure out like Bernie Madoff how to rob people and how to take things that don't belong to you. And I tell you, boy, we got a lot going on in high places. And when that does happen, you're giving place to the devil. When it does happen, we're just down in Egypt. I'm getting ready to make my exodus. And I say the sooner the better. But oh me, when they give place to the devil, it affects the worship. When they give place to the devil, it affects the preaching. When they give place to the devil, it affects the praying. And also when they give place to the devil, it affects the giving. The devil don't want to give nobody nothing but a hard way to go. But the Bible talks about the Lord. That He loves a cheerful giver. Said more blessed to give than is to receive. And one thing the Lord did is He gave everything we got. The Bible said the Lord gave the Word, Psalm 68:11. Gave Adam his first breath. But also, I'll tell you what, He just continued to give. He gave us the good of the land. He gave us good days. The Bible said, him that'll see good days, let him refrain his tongue from speaking guile, and let him seek to do good and pursue it. I'm telling you, buddy, God is the great giver. He's given us. He gave Jezebel space to repent. She didn't repent. But I want you to know He gave her space to repent. He gave me space to repent, and I did repent. And I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me space. I don't know how much space that He's allotted to a sinner, but I know one thing. To a sinner here tonight, He's giving you an opportunity, giving you space to repent. But oh me, what happens when we give place to the devil? We find out we've made a mistake. We find out, buddy, it affects us all. It don't just affect one, but it affects us all. Our children are suffering, and the reason they're suffering is not because of them, but the reason they're suffering is because of us. We've made some terrible decisions, and in those decisions we gave place to the devil. And I'll tell you what, I don't like to see little children killed. I don't like to see little children crying. I like to see little children loved, and the Bible does tell me to bring up children in the love and admonition of the Lord, to bring them up in nurture and love, and to teach them the ways of God. Teach them the Word of God. That's why we got Sunday schools to teach little children. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Our children are being they're suffering because our schools have been corrupted. They put more effort to get a teacher in there that's a liberal than they will to get a teacher in there that loves the Lord. If they find out a teacher in there's got a Bible on their desk or got a cross on their neck or anything like that, they say, you know, that they don't need to be in there. That's sad. Real sad. Oh me. I wish we wouldn't give place to the devil. But I'll tell you what. The devil's not done. What happened? You're going to see some more. You're going to see some more. I'll tell you what. One day we're going to see no more. The Lord's going to come get us out of this mess. But I feel sorry for the world, because the world, the Bible said, God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And they're going to reap what they've been sowing. They've been sowing the seeds of corruption. That mother, I don't know anything about her. I don't know what she told her boy. I don't know what she done. I know one thing. He killed her. Took her own guns. Went up there and killed those children. Father, Lord, we pray, dear Father, tonight. Lord, you would help us. Lord, you're the only one that can. Lord, your word says vain is the help of men. Your word says that you're a very present help in time of trouble. Lord, I know there are parents out there, their hearts are broke, their hearts are hurting. And I pray that, Lord, you would comfort and console them and carry them through this time of bereavement, sorrow, and grief. Lord, I pray you'll somehow give them grace to make it through it. Lord, I know this is going to take its toll on a lot of people. And I pray, Lord, it would also wake us up. And I pray we'd realize we've erred, made mistakes, admit them. And I pray we'd come to you and Lord, find help, Lord, I pray. Help us tonight in this invitation. Whatever needs to be done, I pray it be done by the hand of the Lord. And we'll praise you and thank you and ask you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I'd like to ask you to stand tonight.
222.
Think about what's been said tonight. In your own home, have you got room for the devil to work? Have you give place to the devil? It's easily done. Sure is. I'll tell you also, it'll show up. Devil's kind of like a snake. He'll lie there for a little while, but he won't lie there long. He'll rise up. Buddy, I'm telling you, get the devil out. Tell him to hit the road. Tell him to go somewhere else. Old song said, ain't got time for you, devil. Tell him you ain't got time for me. I hope you take the message seriously tonight in your own life. Is there any place the devil's got an opportunity to work? Somebody used to say, I have a mind, the devil's workshop.
There's a great day coming.
A great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by.
When the saints and the sinners shall be parted and left.
Are you ready for that day to come?
I trust tonight you are ready. And I'll tell you one thing, ready or not, the Lord's going to come. If you're not ready, you're going to be left behind. If you are ready, you're going to leave out. I say the sooner the better. And I got it in my heart so heavy tonight, I'd like to leave tonight. If I don't make it back home to Glasgow, I want you to know where you'll find me at. You'll find me around the throne. I want to see Him in His glory. I want to see Him high and lifted up. I want to see Him, praise God, and I want to stay there. I don't want to leave. Maybe somebody got a word in their heart tonight. We'll try to get out of here. Margaret's wanting to go to the Christmas play tonight, and we want to try to honor that. It's a notable request.
Thank you for saving me.
Amen, Sister Kayla.
Thank you for saving my soul.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank you for saving me. Can't say it no better than that.
I love you tonight, and I praise His holy name, and I'm looking for Him.
Mm-hmm.
I know He's coming.
Amen.
Whether you're ready or not.
That's right, Sister Molly. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I am ready. I'm glad there ain't even no chance about it. Man, I'll tell you right now, if He shows up tonight, I'll be right there in that number. And there'll be a bunch up there. A lot of people I like to go home for the holidays. Spend Christmas in heaven where it's okay to mention the name Jesus. Who else got anything on your heart tonight? Appreciate Brother Alvin and Sister Emily being with us tonight. I hadn't seen him in a while.
There wouldn't be any loss if you left it to me. If I get saved for a mile, I would. Enemies,
bless you, Brother Alvin.
Don't tell them to go to heaven too, you know. But they have to do that to sin. But you know, this evening, Joe, that fellowship for them people there,
yeah,
you know, and the prayer of the Lord there.
Yeah.
And them people didn't want to leave.
Right. Yeah, that's true. He's right. None of us want to leave. We're enjoying it. The Bible said how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. We're talking about the Lord enjoying it with me, brother. Yeah.
I feel enough that I know I don't want to miss heaven.
Yeah, time well spent.
And I tell you what, that Holy Spirit feel like you're in heaven then when you get out of the Spirit done.
Amen, brother.
And it's good to be in His presence.
Amen. Yeah. Devil's doing his work right now somewhere, but I'm glad, praise God, the Lord's doing His work too. He's working on lost people, trying to get them to Calvary and get them saved.
Yes,
tell you one thing,
spirit,
boy.
No way the Spirit is going to come to repentance.
The Lord does work. He worked on me. I still remember Him working on me.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I'm glad He did. Amen. I'm a better man today because of Him. Anybody else got a word in your heart tonight? I love you. Certainly don't. I don't want anything less than heaven for you.
Emily and them's worked off water on their Christmas plate. It's sad Friday night.
Yeah.
We might ought to try to go watch our performance.
Yeah. I heard they wasn't practicing tonight. We was overwhelmed to hear this coming over here to be with us. I praise the Lord for that.
They need to make sure it's real,
man. I believe we're ready. Amen. Amen.
We've got a really good message in it if we could just get it across. So some,
we're
about all of us over that's in it, so you need
to pray hard that we
can remember our
parts.
Amen, sister. Get them out so
that
maybe somebody will get saved.
That's right.
Them.
That's right.
And then you was talking about the shooting. I was watching Fox News this weekend. They had that Huckabee on there.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee.
And
yeah,
he said to him just what I'd been thinking.
Right. Should have never took the Lord out of you.
Got out of school and...
What'd you expect?
The guy got off the quiet after...
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to crucify Him over that, but He said what needed to be said. I appreciate Him doing it. That wasn't easy. He said, what'd you expect? He took the Lord out. And that's true. He made a true statement.
The president, he spoke, and I thought, well, now what he should be saying is we're going to put God's word back in.
Boy, it would have been good, wouldn't it?
But,
you know,
he's not going to help them.
No.
Not his word.
We didn't hear about all the shootings until they took the Ten Commandments, said that. Took prayer out and
the only thing they had in school before that was chewing gum, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, then they put this over. What do you call it?
Separation church and state?
No, it's evolution.
The evolution ain't never lying.
They're trying to get kids to believe it ain't no God.
Right.
The devil's really working these kids.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
And it's showing up. These kids ain't little no more. Now they're up to age, you know, that they've took it on themselves, I guess, to pay back what's been taught them. That young boy, I'd say he's a mad boy, troubled in heart. You know, the Bible said there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. I'd say that young boy didn't have no peace, but he didn't know what to do about it because he didn't know the Prince of Peace. What he done was even worse, but you know what? Our children, they need to know the Lord. They need to be taught things of God.
If he knows where he's going to be now, he wouldn't have known what he done.
Yeah. That's true.
No hope for him ever coming out of there, though. He's there for.
That's true, Brother Maverick. So true.
Time,
yeah. So sad, so true. Yeah. Who else? 5 to 6. All right. We'll be dismissed tonight. I love you. Thank you for coming. If y'all don't see me no more, I'll tell you where you'll find me. You'll find me up there in heaven.
Amen.
Around the throne. Glory to God. Dismiss us. Word of prayer there, Brother Maverick. Yes, Lord. Amen.